The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." He warned them sternly not to make him known. The Gospel of the Lord. So every once in a while, we have one of these optional memorials. So in the church, in the liturgy, there are solemnities having the highest rank, then there are feast days, then there are memorials, and then there are optional memorials. So you don't have to remember this saint. So if you notice right at the start of Mass, I was flipping around in the book because St. Vincent doesn't even have his own prayer. Right? Most saints on their feast days, there are particular prayers for them. This is no sign of who he was in the early church, because then he was larger than life. I knew nothing about him as of about an hour ago. And I was so joyful, because every once in a while one of these saints come up and I go, okay, I've been a priest for over 7 years, I should probably find out who this is. So St. Vincent, he is the proto-martyr of Spain, the first martyr of Spain. He was martyred in the year 305. So Diocletian was the emperor of Rome, and the Diocletian persecution of the Christians was one of the most terrible. In the year 303, he determines that in the Roman Empire, there is going to be the persecution of the Catholic clergy, the Christian clergy. Deacon Vincent, as a deacon, was a member of the clergy. And so when the persecution reached Spain, they went out and 18 priests were martyred 2 days before Vincent and the bishop, Valerius, were caught. And they thought, okay, now we've got the bishop and his deacon, we will make an example of them. So they threw them into prison and left them there for many months, suffering the extremities, almost dying of starvation. And they thought, after all these months, we'll pull them out and they'll be close to death and they'll renounce the faith. They pulled them out and they found them vigorous in mind and body. And so the governor, being furious about this, he has Valerius, the bishop, exiled, and St. Vincent. Before the bishop is exiled, the bishop had a speech impediment. And before they cast him off, this is what he said to Vincent. He said, "My son, I committed to you the dispensation of the Word of God. Now I charge you to answer in vindication of the faith we defend." And Vincent said this to the governor: "We are ready to suffer anything and everything for the true God. And in such a cause, we can pay no heed to any threats or promises." Now, St. Augustine was his first biographer. Augustine was born 50 years later, and this is what he said. "He suffered torments beyond that of any man. He could not have endured them except by supernatural strength. In the midst of them, he preserved such peace and tranquility, it astonished his persecutors." And I wasn't sure if little kids were going to be here, and there are some today, so I won't go into any of the persecutions. Just to mention, they consisted of the iron hooks, the rack, an iron grill, and so forth. "He converted all those who persecuted him because of his joy in the midst of them. His judge said, after persecuting him terribly, 'I cannot do one single thing to him. His courage has vanquished me.' The man, his jailer, said he saw angels attending to him. His faith must be the truth. Finally, his body gave out. The Christians took him, and there is still a shrine dedicated to him in the country of Spain." It was great to read this morning because all of a sudden anything that I am enduring became very, very small. It made me think of the words of St. Paul when he said, "In the body we suffer death so that we might share in the resurrection." And I did find an ancient prayer to St. Vincent, and I close with this. So early Christians prayed this prayer, especially in Spain. Almighty God, whose deacon Vincent, upheld by you, was not terrified by threats, nor overcome by torments, strengthen us, we beseech you, to endure all adversity with invincible and steadfast faith.